Okay, and a place around the barn where you could let the cows and mules and other animals walk around. A fenced-in place.
Well, as we said, we probably call it a cow lot.
Uh-huh. And, you know, when... I don't guess they've ever raised cotton much in this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what they call it when they go out with the hoe and they thin the cotton out? Have you ever heard an expression for that?
Well, they just call it hoeing. Uh-huh. Hoeing the cotton. Mm-hmm. Of course, it means hoeing between, not right on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear chop?
Cultivating.
Mm-hmm. What about chop cotton? Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And you say cotton grows in a...
There's a lot of cotton in Georgia, but we haven't ever had any cotton in this area.
Uh-huh. But the big...
But they used to bring it in here. In the old days, before this town was, you know, when the old city was here, they used to bring cotton in here and ship it on boats.
Hmm. What the... Say, if someone had a big area of corn or something planted, you'd say you had a corn...
What'd you say, crop?
Okay, or...
I don't know.
Or just the big area, you'd call that the...
Corn patch?
Okay.
Well, now, if we just had a garden spot, you know, we just call it the garden or a corn patch. If it was just corn, we call it corn patch.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy always had a garden,
mm-hmm.
and we just called it the garden. You plant vegetables, watermelons, and sugar cane, and all kinds of cantaloupes, and all kind of stuff, you know.
What if it's a lot bigger than a patch? Then what would it be?
Well, I guess you'd just call it a crop. Well, the crop would be what you would realize from it, of course. I don't know. You see, your questions don't really apply, you know, to us. And I just wonder what value they'll be to you from getting it from me.
Well...
Because we have nothing to do with farming whatsoever in this area. It's just, we have to have those things brought. And you know, except for the little gardens that people have. Now we had a garden for a while over on the other street, and there are a few people around who have a small garden. But as far as farming is concerned, it's just I'm not an authority on it, and it has nothing to do with this area.
Not all the questions are that specific. I mean, what kind of fences do people used to have?
Well. Some of them had rail fences, some had, well, in town, out in the farming areas, I guess they had rail fences mostly, but we had picket fences that were, you know, they were pretty.
What did they look like?
Well, they would be pieces of wood about, so just strips of wood about that wide, maybe 2 or 3 inches wide, it would go up in a point. Some of them were fancy, and some of them were not. And then some people would have wire fences that they bought, and of course they'd have posts to tack them up to. But mostly around our houses we had picket fences because they were attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And